CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 9th of June, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. TX Factor is marking its 10-year anniversary by launching its 30th episode. Changes to the 4-year planning rule in England. Bath-based Distance Learning's next full licence course is starting soon. TX Factor is marking its 10-year anniversary by launching its 30th episode. It looks at how radio technology has advanced since Marconi conducted some of his early transmissions. The episode includes the first of a two-part feature on operating via the QO100 geostationary satellite, with a look at the hardware and software needed to achieve your first QSO at home or out mobile. Bob G0FGX reviews the FTM500D, which is the latest mobile transceiver from Yaesu, and demonstrates the many advanced features of this versatile FM and digital rig. There's a visit to Sidmouth Amateur Radio Society, which he called a derelict former sports social club from the local council, and turned it into a community hub, and the club's new QTH. Watch this interesting episode, and don't miss out on the TX Factor free-to-enter draw, with a chance to win 3 RSGB publications. You can see this and previous episodes on txfactor.co.uk. The 4-year planning rule has offered a degree of protection for antennas and masts that have been erected without planning permission. Under this rule, any installations which have been installed and unchanged for 4 years or more were protected against planning enforcement action. However, as of the 25th of April 2024, this rule ceased to exist in its current form in England under changes introduced under the Levelling Up and Regeneration Act 2023. The rule has been replaced by a more stringent 10-year period for the exemption from enforcement for residential dwellings. This change does not affect Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, where the 4-year rule will continue to apply. Any installation that was substantially completed prior to the introduction of the Act will still be subject to the 4-rule, meaning, for most radio amateurs, the 10-year rule will not apply until the 24th of April 2028. For more information on planning matters, visit rsgb.org/planning. Bath-based Distance Learning's next full licence course runs from August to December, with exams in January. There's no charge for the training, but applicants must work through some pre-course material and complete a quiz to be eligible for a place. To request full details and an application form, please email Bath-based Distance Learning's team leader, Steve, G0FUW, via golfzerofoxtrotuniformwhiskey@bravo-bravo-delta-lima.org.uk. A reminder that the RSGB is asking radio amateurs to share their ideas on the theme of Change and Adapt, as part of plans for British Science Week 2025. The event is run by the British Science Association and celebrates science, opportunities for creativity and discovery. Ideas could cover any area from construction to propagation, from making QSOs under supervision to space and satellites. This is a chance to show young people in schools or anyone in your local community just how interesting and enjoyable amateur radio can be. Please send ideas to the RSGB British Science Week coordinator, Ian Neal, M0KEO, at Bravo Sierra Whiskey at rsgb.org.uk. To find out more about previous year's activities or next year's theme, you can visit rsgb.org/Bravo Sierra Whiskey. Don't forget that you have the opportunity to get even more out of your RSGB membership. If you recommend a friend who hasn't been an RSGB member during the last 12 months, you will both receive £10 cashback when they become a member, paying by direct debit. Whether you're an individual RSGB member or an affiliated club, you can sign up as many friends as you like. Membership of the RSGB gives you a range of fantastic benefits, so why not encourage others to join? Members have access to RADCOM, exclusive online resources, RSGB award schemes and contests, as well as advice from the Society's specialist committees. The RSGB's representation to Ofcom and its ability to defend the spectrum nationally and internationally is more powerful through strength in numbers. Go to the special RSGB Join a Friend webpage to find all the information you'll need to take advantage of this offer, including a link to the online form, rsgb.org/join-a-friend. A new exhibition entitled What Happened Next will open to the public on Friday the 14th of June in the Pi building at the Cambridge Museum of Technology. It will explore the period after the Pi Group was acquired by Philips in 1967 and track the progress of these organisations up to the present day. More information on the Cambridge Museum of Technology is available at museumoftechnology.com. The 2024 Gateways on the Air event will take place between the 15th and 23rd of June. The aim of the event is to promote and increase RF activity via UK simplex gateways. The event is hosted by the Free Star International Network and will feature special event stations GB0GOA and GB4GOA. Confirmed simplex gateways are listed at golfoscartangoalpha.org.uk. CDXC, the UK DX Foundation, is holding its annual DX convention and dinner on the 20th of July. This year there will be a new venue, the Littlebury Hotel Bicester, postcode Oscar X-ray 26 6 Delta Romeo. The CDXC AGM will be held at 11 a.m. and there will be a series of talks in the afternoon. Mark, M0DXR, will be speaking about WRTC 2026. Mike, G4WNC, is covering all things SDR. Nigel, G3TXF, will be discussing the impact of FT8 on DX editions. And Greg, W6IZT, will be describing the build and operation of his rig in a box for the expeditions. Non-members of CDXC are most welcome to come in for the day and the evening dinner. Full details and booking information can be found by following the link on the CDXC homepage at charliedeltaxraycharlie.org.uk. And finally, don't forget to listen out for all the amateur stations that will be on the air during the Museums on the Air activity next weekend, 15th and 16th. For more information about the event, visit tinyurl.com/IndiaMikeWhiskey2024. And the IMW is in uppercase. Now for details of rallies and events. The Mendips Rally is taking place today. The event is being held at Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farrington Gurney, postcode Bravo Sierra 39, 6 Uniform Alpha. The doors are open from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. and admission is £2. Access to traders will be available from 7:30 a.m. Inside tables cost £8 and field pitchers are £5 each. Hot and cold refreshments and free car parking are available on site. For more information, contact Luke on 07870 168197 or email menditsrally with an S in it at hotmail.com. And Rochdale, the District Amateur Radio Summer Rally, is set to take place on Saturday the 15th of June at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Northern Rochdale, postcode Oscar Lima 12, 7 Quebec Romeo. I think I'll move on. And what's more, the East Suffolk Wireless Revival, also known as the Ipswich Radio Rally, will be held on Sunday the 16th of June. The venue will be Curtin Recreation Ground, Back Road, Curtin, postcode India Papa 10, 0 Papa Whiskey, just off the A14. Now the special event news. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of Radio Belgrade, members of the Belgrade Amateur Radio Club are active as Yankee Tango 100 Romeo Bravo and Yankee Uniform 1924 Romeo Bravo until the 30th of November. For details of a certificate that's available, see Yankee Uniform 1 Alpha November Oscar.org. 9 Alpha 100 Romeo Kilo Zulu, the special call sign celebrating the 100th anniversary since Radio Club Zagreb was founded on the 24th of March 1924. The call sign will be active throughout 2024 and details of an award for contacting the station are available via qrz.com. Now the DX news. Dave WJ2 O is active as Victor Papa 6 Delta Foxtrot from Pitcairn Island, OC044, until tomorrow. He's running low power and operating CW on the 40 to 10 meter bands. He may also operate on the 160 to 80 meter bands, depending on working conditions. QSL via an N2ZN and Logbook of the World. John W5JON is active as Victor 47 Juliet Alpha from St. Kitts, NA104, until the 13th of June. He's operating SSB and FT8 on the HF and 6-meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, or direct to W5JON. Now the contest news. The IARU ATV contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 8th and ends at 1800 UTC today. Using TV on 432 MHz and up frequencies, the exchange is serial number, 4-digit code and locator. More details on rules for this contest are available at tinyurl.com/India-Alpha-Romeo-Uniform-Alpha-Tango-Victor, all in uppercase. Today, the Practical Wireless 2-meter QRP contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC using AM, FM, SSV, CW at a maximum of 5 watts on the 2-meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the second 144 MHz Backpackers contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday the 10th, the 80-meter Club Championship will run from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using RTTY and PSK63 on the 80-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 11th, the 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 77s band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday the 11th, the 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 77s band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 12th, the 432 MHz FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 12th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity to our contest run from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 cents band. The exchange is reported 4 character locator. Stations entering the 4 hour contest may also enter the 2 hour contest. On Thursday the 13th, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 6 meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The 50 megs trophy contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 15th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 16th of June. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The All Asian DX contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 15th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 16th of June. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands, the exchange is all signal report and age. On Sunday the 16th, the Worked All Britain 6 meter phone contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC. Using phone on the 6 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain square. More information is available from the Worked All Britain website. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 6th of June, 2024. It seems that we haven't had a repeat performance of the auroral conditions caused by active sunspot region 3697. For aurora watchers, that could be a disappointment. But for HF lovers, it means the bands have been quite settled. The KP index has been at 3 and below, while the solar flux index has been consistently above 175 all week. As a result, HF conditions have been quite good, with maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path being regularly over 21 MHz and often 24 MHz. It's always a good idea to operate on the highest HF band that is open, as absorption decreases the higher up you go. Meanwhile, sporadic e-propagation brought interest to the 10-meter band, with stations from all over Europe being workable for long periods, but more of that in the VHF report. On the 5th of June, a filament located in the northeast quadrant erupted. The event flung a coronal mass ejection into space that doesn't appear to be Earth-directed. But this shows that we're still in the danger zone for major solar events, and anything could happen. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain around 175, but we expect some geomagnetic disruption today, 9th of June, with a predicted KP index of 4. Otherwise, solar conditions are predicted to be calm next week. So, if these conditions continue, this is a good time to make the most of the HF bands. Now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The weather pattern for the coming week is dominated by low pressure, which means there is unlikely to be any significant troppo to speak of. There will probably be several opportunities for those on the gigahertz bands to search for rain scatter. However, these events look to be moving showers or rain bands, which means that you'll need to be pretty agile with the rotator to keep on the scattering target. With solar conditions continuing to keep pot simmering, it's not impossible that the KP index could rise high enough to promote an aurora, but it's a low probability. The early part of June is well regarded for minor meteor events and should be worth a look for those using meteor scatter modes. There are several sporadic E openings early in the week that finishes today. 9th, sporadic E was reported up to the 2-meter band on a few occasions. Last Sunday, the 2nd, it lasted up to 3 hours on the path from eastern England down to the Italian peninsula. Events finally get picked up on the 10-meter band and then move up through the VHF bands of 6, 4 and finally 2 meters as the sporadic E propagation strengthens. In this peak of the sporadic season, the openings on the lower bands, such as 10 and 6 metres, can be present for much of the day, and certainly quite late into the evening. Follow the weather patterns on the daily sporadic-y blog on propquest.co.uk and you should be able to point in the right direction for an opening. Multi-hop paths to the Far East or Americas do require a good antenna like a beam, but single-hop European sporadic-y propagation can be very strong and any antenna will do the job. Moon declination is at its maximum this week for the Dubus 10 and 24 GHz EME contest, but EME path loss is rising. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So, for the Bristol area. On Tuesday, Bartham District Territory Radio Club has a net on 70.475 megs from 7:30pm. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol. Postcode Bravo Sierra 164 November Echo. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via November Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie. .org.uk and Dave G7BYN, who is on 07533 933 831. Thornbrins has Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Tranchy, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30am. On Wednesday from 7:30pm, Terry M0TJX will be giving a talk entitled Snippets, June 2024, including defibrillators. The Friday net is on 145.450 megs from 8pm. Terry M0TJX's contact, secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk, or ring 07889 208090. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30pm. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8pm. Contact is via westonradiosociety@gmail.com. In Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30pm. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8pm on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm, hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900560080. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9pm at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. The Society has a fully equipped shack for member use, which also houses the GB3YA repeater with an echo link connection via GB3YA-R. Both are owned and maintained by the club. Why not join the Monday evening net on 145.7125 megs, CTCSS 94.8, 600 kHz split from 7:30pm. To find out more, visit the club website at MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club or ring Ken Smith on 07411-595-103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff. Postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30pm till 10:30pm most nights of the week. On Mondays there is a Wires X net in the Highfields room 05993. Access is also possible in Cardiff via gateways on 431.075 MHz and 431.1875 MHz. On Wednesdays, there are nets on 145.525 MHz FM from 7:30pm till 8:30pm. On Fridays from 7pm, there is a net on the MB7IEC All-Star Node 59948 and via Echolink MB7IEC-L. This simplex gateway covers most of Cardiff and can be accessed on 144.9125 FM with CTCSS code 110.9. Contact is via hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz from 10 a.m. Monday sees a digital net from 8 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. Members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Friday. For more information, see Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey .org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets in Ystrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, Costco Charlie Foxtrot 41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot .co.uk. John, DW4BUZ, is on 01443-432-542. And finally, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wern Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109, Foxtrot, Quebec. It's located 5 minutes from junction 27 of the M4. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 MHz from 7 p.m. And contact is via Usk Side Alpha Romeo Charlie .newport@gmail.com. That ends this week's TB TRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for TB TRS, Radcom magazine and the RSTB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rstb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTB retains the copyright over material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rstb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rstb.org/GB2RS schedule. This broadcast is a digital recording and I may not actually be here to respond to any calls. If I were, it would be under my own call, Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. I may be at the rally. Anyway, so until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.